Jesus says some tough things in our text today. He tells us to hate our family. It'd be good to think about the word hate, the way it's sometimes rendered in Hebrew, to leave behind, just like Adam and Eve were told, or we're told about Adam and Eve, that likewise, as a man leaves his father and mother, will be joined to his wife, that leaving is really just a change of the nature of the relationship, the way we view those relationships. So we're leaving behind the old categories and the old systems behind. Jesus says that we should carry our crosses, to consider our relationship not only with people, but also our relationship with suffering and our relationship with the curveballs thrown at us in our lives. Also, to consider our relationship with things and projects and our jobs, to count the cost, to run things through our prefrontal cortex before we start a project. I don't really like this example, but waging war, to know your enemy, to understand that you may not be as powerful or as equipped to meet the enemy as you might think, and to surrender that idea, to let go of the idea of winning the fight and to seek peace. Then Jesus kind of sums it up in a strange way, that so therefore none of you can become my disciple unless you give up all your possessions. Jesus is calling us to let go. To let go of those toxic relationships, our approach to those relationships. To let go of the way we've dealt with suffering and difficulty in our lives. To let go of cheap grace, our pride, our narcissistic ways. Maybe you've heard the story of King Midas. He had a dream one night. A fairy appeared to him and made a suggestion. I'll give you a wish. Would you like to have as much gold or all the gold in the world? And King Midas says, no, I would rather everything I touch be turned to gold. So he woke up in the morning, and as he grabbed the bed frame, as he got out of the bed, it turned to gold, and he got excited. He touched the chair, it turned to gold. He went down into the kitchen to make himself breakfast, and as he touched the table, it turned to gold. The fork, it turned to gold. But then as he raised the glass of water, it all turned to gold, water and all. And all it was a hard, yellow mass. He was hungry, and it also, the food turned to gold, and he couldn't eat. And just as he began to panic, his daughter Marigold runs in to greet him in the morning and embraces him, and she turns to gold. And he has now a statue of his daughter left over, a gold statue. That's when King Midas cries out to the fairy and says, everything I touch turns to gold. I hate this gift. I even hate this yellow stuff that I've created. And so the fairy instructs him to take a pitcher, an earthen pitcher, to retrieve some water and to sprinkle water on all the things that he turned to gold. And he had this flood of gratitude and savoring of the food he ate, and of course, restoring his daughter and his gratitude for her. This cry of help led him to put things in perspective. I had my own kind of experience too. When I was in high school, I was obsessed with classical guitar. I played between 3 and 5 hours a day. I progressed, and I found a teacher in Bloomington, Indiana, which was about 2 hours away from where I lived. And I drove down there and studied with a professor at Indiana University. And I thought I was pretty big stuff studying with him. Slowly but surely, my relationships changed, because my relationship to the guitar changed. My relationship with my parents, with my friends, with my own self-care. I ended up spending a semester in my freshman year in Barcelona, Spain, to study guitar, classical guitar, and flamenco guitar. And my classical guitar teacher was verbally abusive and used it, my lessons, as an opportunity to cut me down as low as he possibly could. And that was kind of my moment when I realized how much this possession I had, this guitar, this box with strings, was possessing me. I felt kind of hogtied by my own guitar strings. So what Jesus really is asking us to do is to find our liberation, to find our freedom. Have you guys heard of the minimalists? There are these two guys that talk about minimal living. They said we should not use people and love things. We should love people and use things. Jesus wants us to see that we shouldn't be possessed by our possessions and find that freedom that we have.